producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Day program 7 after the hour. I'm Doug Steffen, along with Jennifer Horn on Good Day and Rich McFadden. It's Groundhog Day. So, I remember the time every year I tell the same story, I think, about going to Punxsutawney, Pennsylvania to do the program. We were on the air, you know, the usual 5-6 hour stint. And when I went down to actually watch what was going on, it took about 35 seconds for the whole thing to be over. These people are down there, and there'll be a lot of video of it today. It'll compete with the Iowa caucuses for what the big deal is, at least this morning, on some of the morning TV and radio programs. But it's foolishness. It's much ado about nothing. I don't know, even if it's fun anymore. It used to be kind of fun, and you look at these people, I mean, they were all drunk. The morning I was there, they were just, they were all those people.
Oh, it's a big party.
Down there, they were all drunk.
That's a huge party.
Come on.
I want to go.
No, they were. The people in the top hats all dressed up, and for the people who are listening, because we have an affiliate in Punxsutawney, they may or may not get upset with me. You're welcome.
So
to
early. How are you hammered at 5 a.m.?
Last night, you've been hammered all night long. Whatever. I just
you're drinking groundhog grog.
It was a cold morning. I don't even know. What's the weather like? Richie, you're close enough to Punxsutawney. What's the weather in Washington today?
It's beautiful, actually, today. It's going to be warm and 55, 60 degrees.
All right, so in a couple of hours, there'll be a big to-do whether the groundhog sees its shadow and whether or not it is going to be six more weeks of winter or whether winter is over. Actually, winter seems to be over already in many parts of the country, very mild, except if you were involved in the caucuses yesterday. You get a lot of snow in certain parts of Iowa, not the whole state, but certain parts of Iowa. So anyway, the Ted Cruz... you're going to lose if you vote for Ted Cruz. Train keeps moving and did okay. So what's the news media in Washington, Richie, that basically tracks like the TOP, which is the news station there, tracks all of this stuff, and it has an inference or an implication as to what works because Washington is Washington. And so in as far as the people who live in Washington or work in Washington, the world revolves around Washington. Mm-hmm. So what sort of report did you hear this morning about Ted Cruz winning Iowa?
They're playing it like it's a big deal on both sides, razor-thin race on one side and a surprise on the other side. So everybody here is surprised that Cruz was able to pull off a victory was able to.
That's the surprise, I think, for me, is that Rubio did so well.
Yeah.
I mean, people were saying he was surging, but, you know, people say a lot of things. And to see him come that close, I think that's the story of the night. I mean, really, Iowa was Ted Cruz's to lose. I think had he lost, that would have been the bigger story. But,
you know,
man, he did well.
The funnier take here in the quote, DMV, Delaware, Maryland, Virginia area, is watching them want Martin O'Malley to do well. But know that he's just not going
to. I know.
You see, he dropped out. He dropped out.
Yeah, right.
He and Mike Huckabee have dropped out, so let's be honest with them.
What about the fact that I heard that in 5 of the districts on the Democratic side, it was so close. It was like it was a tie between Clinton and Sanders. They had to flip a coin, and in all 5 instances, Clinton won. You don't think there's a little funny business going on there, do you?
A two-headed coin.
Yeah, no kidding. She provided the coin.
All right. Well, there's no blood anyway on the street, and that's what's important about the American process. It moves on to New Hampshire. I'll do the program next Monday and Tuesday from the hotel where all the candidates are headquartered and where the news media is, and maybe there'll be something interesting come out of it. Maybe they won't. But for now, Trump is in first place after one thing. But if you look back, all of the I mean, 4 years ago, Santorum won. That, he didn't go anywhere. Huckabee won 8 years ago. He didn't go anywhere. So does that discount Iowa? No, those of you who are listening in Iowa, you should be proud of the way you work through this system and you learn and teach and help. That's what's good about this. No matter, it's not that the superficial focus on the news media. No, it's, Richie's right. Everybody ought to have this kind of a say. And the woman we had on, we had a lady who listens to the program in Des Moines who called us earlier. Her name was Cassie. She brings her children to the caucuses. What a great example. What a great way to learn civics. What a great way to understand how the system works. And yet,
and
we
in
were
Iowa,
listening.
you can influence change because they let everybody speak a little bit, which I think a really cool element of an election.
Or you just flip a coin to figure it out.
Oh, or that.
There also was a bit of audio that we had from a school in Iowa that had, four or five, six, I think, pieces of sound, Jennifer, from kids who were clueless. But Cassie explained to us that it wasn't really a good place to sample because most of them aren't from Iowa. Most of them, it's a party school. Most of them don't know what's going on. But still, even with that, it's disappointing that they aren't aware enough of their surroundings, it would seem. I think we have done as much as we need. I'm looking at some, however, of the comments. Facebook.com/Good Day. Twitter at Good Day. I bet Trump is really going to start hammering at Cruz's eligibility. And you see, that's what you're giving the Democrats their issue. They don't have to do anything except beat up on Cruz.
I think what you're going to see is Trump actually start to buddy up to Cruz again and go after Rubio. Because Rubio is going to be the real threat. He's the one that splits away Donald's vote. Mm-hmm. And you watch. It's on like Donkey Kong over the next couple of weeks with Rubio and Trump.
On like Donkey Kong.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, that's interesting. There's a visualization we all want to have in our minds. 13 after the hour, the Doug Steffen Good Day program about eating clean now. I think, Richie thinks, Jennifer thinks, you may want to think about cleaning up your act. Now that we are well beyond the first of the year and all the partying, I know I've taken it seriously. A lot of others have too. Get your diet going. Get the exercise program going. Keep the sugars out of your system. Get the processed food out of the way you eat. Better health is what you need. And when you need added boosts of energy without sugar, without chemicals, without what happens with caffeine in those monster drinks. You don't want any of that stuff. Reach, as we do, for Super Beets. Super Beets are all organic. You get the benefits of 3 whole beets in each and every teaspoon of Super Beets. No nasty taste, no damp basement beet taste, which is the worst.
Yeah.
The secret is in the dietary nitrates. Your body, it craves nitric oxide, so that when you get it into your system, it opens up your, it's actually nature's perfect food. Opens up your arteries and your veins, gets the blood around to your muscles, to your brain, to all of the, every inch of your body. Every little bit. There's 62,000 miles of capillaries and things bringing blood to your body. What a brilliant, what a beautiful design. And here are Super Beets to help you get your blood everywhere so you'll live a longer, healthier, happier life. And under the circumstances, because they do open up your veins the way you do, blood pressure goes down. And if you have good blood pressure, it keeps it there. That's what you want. And the companion product, Neo 40, is a capsule that basically has the same amount of these dietary nitrates as you get in the teaspoon of Super Beets, but it's been crystallized. So you put it in your mouth, and you let it dissolve, and then it is immediately absorbed into your system, so you get that energy that you need at the beginning of the day, especially without having to drink coffee or any of these supplements that are just awful for you. It boosts your blood flow. Super Beets in the afternoon, that glass of water, 4 ounces of it, you put the teaspoon of Super Beets in there, and if you're like I am in the circumstance, I'm at a seminar in Palm Springs, and by early in the afternoon, I have, I get up at 1 o'clock or so in the morning. We may last night we kept going till about 9, and so by the middle of the afternoon, I'm ready for a shot, and probably you are too. That's why Super Beets is so good. It is non-GMO beets. They are the perfect piece of nature. And if you want to order a regular supply of Super Beets, they will send you a 30-day supply free. I think the usual Super Beet order, Richie, is for 3 months, if I'm not mistaken. Mm-hmm. So you get four for the price of three. It comes with a book called Beat the Odds that explains how all of this works, how it fixes a lot of things in your body. Free shipping when you mention Doug Steffen. Matter of fact, go to DougLikesBeets.com to order there if you'd like. Or call 800-655-4183. This is the perfect way to enhance your physical reality. 800-655-4183. Or one more time, order at DougLikesBeets.com.
Hi, you've reached Burger King. To leave a message, press 1.
Burger King? Listen, I'm a bit of an idea guy. Like croutons, I thought of that. I got a great idea to make your burgers better. Two words, buttery sauce. Because that makes everything taste better. You with me?
Sounds good. It's almost as good as the new extra-long buttery cheeseburger from Burger King. Two beef patties topped with veggies and a rich buttery sauce on a toasted bun. Now just two for $5. Or mix and match with the flame grilled chicken burger. Part of the two for $5 deal. The new extra-long buttery cheeseburger. Only at Burger King. Limited time only. Price and participation vary.
Hall of Fame catcher Johnny Bench for Blue Emu.
I've used Blue Emu products for 10 years. They all have deep penetrating emu oil, but now for those hard to reach places, there's Blue Emu Continuous Pain Relief Spray, made with emu oil and the same active ingredient as the leading pain relief cream. Blue Emu Continuous Pain Relief Spray helps with all my joint pains and muscle aches. Blue Emu Continuous Pain Relief Spray. Take it from me, it works fast and you won't stink.
Available at Walmart, Rite Aid, and stores everywhere.
There are times being a genius would really come in handy.
As your financial advisor, I require a small 12% commission in addition to a 3% subcommission on every financial transaction and a 9% commissionary commission on top of the honorarium.
Honorarium?
It's like a commission.
But thankfully, you don't need to be a genius to do your own taxes. Because with TurboTax Absolute Zero, you can file your simple tax return for free. There are no hidden costs. It's simple, and it's absolutely free. Intuit TurboTax. Taxes done smarter. For simple U.S. returns only. Offer may end without notice. See offer details at TurboTax.com.
When the leading antihistamine and Nasacort go nose-to-nose, Nasacort wins, stopping more of the chemical responses that can cause your nasal allergy symptoms. And when you stop more causes, you get 24-hour relief from sneezing, an itchy runny nose, even congestion. It's prescription-strength medicine available over-the-counter. Nasacort Allergy 24-hour. Stops more of what makes you miserable. Use as directed.
18 after the hour, Doug Steffen's Good Day program. Sort of a cap on what happened in Iowa yesterday comes from a family, the John McQuaigs. I always wondered about when people refer to a family by the patriarch's name. It's the Doug Steffens. It's the Rich McFaddens. It's the Michael Horns. Well, anyway, so John McQuaig and his family ventured to the Iowa caucuses. They went there from Wenatchee, Wisconsin. They took a vacation to find out. What a great lesson to give your children. Go to where the caucuses are and watch what happens. So here he is explaining why he took the trip with his family.
Known of the caucuses and, of course, read about them, and this time looked like a really good time to come and just, I guess, be political tourists.
I knew virtually nothing about any of the candidates, so much to the point that when we would drive to see a certain candidate, my mom would show me a picture, so I'd be able to know which one he was.
Oh, wow, we've seen it all. I mean, we have been, how many candidates?
13.
Yeah, 13 candidates, and we've gone from liberal to neoconservative almost.
And we just get discouraged because our primary in Washington State is so late. That we never see any candidates, yet so much focus is here on Iowa. I've learned that the candidates will do anything to get votes, almost anything.
Hear how good that is, but yet how wrong it is. They took a political vacation. You listen to the children, the John McQuaig and his family.
Because their state gets ignored, basically.
Yeah. I mean, what kind of a system allows this to happen? You guys get to work and fix it, will you? 21 after the hour on Good Day.
Oh.
owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't take on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Hello, my name is Don Wiskin from HeartDrop.com, the distributors of Extendivite, the number one heart drop that people have been raving about for years. Every February, for the last 16 years, HeartDrop.com has had a Heart Month sale to help you stay heart healthy. For only $115 plus shipping and handling, you can get a 4-month supply of Extendivite in either liquid or capsule form to help you get started on your path to better health. Now is the time to stock up. Order what you need. Stay heart healthy all year with the number one heart drop, Extendivite. To order your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website, heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Shall be the number thou shalt count, and the number of the counting shall be three.
Three.
Okay, it's our My Three Songs contest here on Good Day. Jennifer and Richie and I have put together three songs, different artists on the playlist. They have a theme, if you will. So you figure out what the theme is, and you call us at 888-302-3684. Get on the air as the winner. You'll win Maria Trilogy's new book, Life is Great When You Do the Work. Very inspirational. You'll find it great for the whole family, in fact. So here we go. First of the three songs is presented to us by your friends at Guns N' Roses. Charts during this week in 1994. Guns N' Roses recorded this for the Tom Cruise movie Interview with the Vampire. The original version by the Rolling Stones didn't make it onto the charts at all. It's listed by Rolling Stone magazine as one of the greatest rock songs of all time.
I would agree. Huh.
Ozzy Osbourne, Blood, Sweat, and Tears have all recorded this song. Guns N' Roses, the only band that had commercial success with it. So if you know what the name of it is, it'll help you get the thread as to why we put this together with a song by the Counting Crows.
Yeah, well, I ran down to the levee, but the devil caught me there. Took my $20 bill, and he vanished in the air.
A This is a previously unreleased song, appeared on the Counting Crows Greatest Hits album in 2003. Originally, the song was a hit for the Grateful Dead in 1970 and is one of their most covered songs, recorded by Loggins and Messina, Tom Petty, Lyle Lovett, a lot of other people as well. So, the Counting Crows, together with Guns N' Roses, have something in common, these tunes anyway, with a song by In Excess. You got it, Jen? Jen?
I think I might.
Did you get it?
Yep.
Well, this was, by the way, a big song by this group. 1988 was the year, third top 10 hit. They would have four more in their history. Songs featured in Mark Wahlberg's movie Rockstar in 2001. And a cover version was used in the trailer for a recent season of Game of Thrones. All right, so we've got it work here. 888-302-3684. That's 888-302-DUG. What do these three songs, Guns N' Roses, Counting Crows, and In Excess, have in common? They are about, or they feature a theme. Richie, how are we doing? Because I don't have my usual controlling mechanism here. All right, Matt, let's see what we can figure out with you. Hi, welcome to Good Day, Matt.
Hi, thank you. They're all related to the devil.
They are
devil
all related.
Name.
Yes, Guns N' Roses, there, Sympathy for the Devil, Counting Crows, Friend of the Devil, In Excess, Devil Inside. So you've got how long did it take you to figure out? Do you need all three, or will you want it by the time we get to number two?
Second song gave it to me.
Gave it to you. All right. Good for you. Where are you?
I'm in Robinson, Illinois.
All right. Good to hear from you. Thank you. Hold on just a second. See all that rock and roll time? Did you some good. It's 28 after on Good Day. Warren Eckstein up next.
Hi, I'm Warren Eckstein with the Pet Show Tip of the Day. Boredom, boredom, boredom. Are you boring your cats? You know, a lot of people call me up with cat questions. The cat's scratching the furniture. He's waking me up at night. He doesn't let me sleep. Why are cats so bothersome? Very often, cats don't understand why they're kept inside. However, that's what I recommend that you do. It's way too dangerous to let them out. But cats are nomadic by nature. In other words, they like changes in their environment. So take the time to teach your cat to walk on a leash and harness. Or there are now enclosures outside that you can buy where your cat can go outside in a safe, sensible way without being lost or being attacked by another animal. Remember, cats are incredibly bright animals. In fact, they're so smart I convinced people that they can't be trained, so we leave them alone. But make sure you keep them mentally stimulated. You can use cardboard boxes, paper bags, grow some organics for them. But remember this, a cat that's not bored is a well-behaved cat. When they're bored, they will figure out a way to get your attention, and chances are you're not going to like it. I'm Warren Eckstein.
Being there matters, and in a world that can be uncertain, your United States Navy protects and defends America on the oceans. Where there are threats against America, anywhere around the globe, your Navy ships, submarines, aircraft, and most importantly, tens of thousands of America's finest young men and women are ready to defend America at all times. When pirates threaten commerce, your Navy is there to ensure the world's oceans are safe and free from attacks. When disaster strikes, like the typhoon that devastated the Philippines in 2013, your Navy was there, providing medical supplies and relief to those in need. When drug traffickers attempt to use the ocean to ferry narcotics to our borders, your Navy is there defending America. Your Navy is deployed around the world, around the clock, always ready. When it comes to protecting and defending America, being there matters, and America's Navy is already there.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Winter has just begun, and are you already tired of being cold? How would you like to never be cold again? This is Dale with Fortress Clothing, and I'm here to tell you, you will never be cold again with Fortress. If you're tired of freezing your butt off, elk hunting, sitting in a tree stand, deer hunting, winter camping, fishing, ice fishing, no longer fear the cold. If you snowmobile, ski, snowboard, get Fortress. Sledding with the kids, shoveling the walks, shopping, or if you or your spouse get cold feet at home, get Fortress. If you're stuck outside working in the cold or find yourself in an emergency situation, get our winter bug out bag and you will never be cold again. Fortress is the answer, so quit complaining and go to FortressClothing.com. It's a mid-layer garment that goes with anything you want to wear. Enter coupon code RADIO and get 20% off any item. Go now while we still have inventory. FortressClothing.com.
What are you listening to?
Have you tried the Doug Steffen 24/7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3712. No apps, no data, no internet needed,
and no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes.
Call now, 605-477-3712. Now you can listen to Doug Steffen when you want. Bookmark the Doug Steffen 24/7 listen line number today, 605-477-3712. Got it? Call 605-477-3712.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market. The gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Now 33 after the hour, Doug Steffen's Good Day program with Jennifer Horn, Rich McFadden, Charlie Sheen news in a matter of moments. So first we celebrate Groundhog Day on Good Day.
Hazardous travel later today with that, you know, that the blizzard thing.
Oh, that blizzard thing. Mm-hmm. That blizzard thing. Oh, well, here's the report. The National Weather Service is calling for a big blizzard thing.
Yes, they are. But, you know, there's another reason why today is especially exciting.
Especially cold.
Especially cold, yeah. Okay. But the big question on everybody's lips.
Yeah, their chaps.
Yes.
On their chaps lips. Yeah. Right.
That's a big question.
Do you think Bill's going to come out and see a shadow?
All right, so that happens right in about an hour, I think, doesn't it? Is it?
And we'll have wall-to-wall coverage. Of
yes, we have team coverage on the Good Day program, whether Punxsutawney Phil sees his shadow or not. I've never been convinced that this was always, you know, they have a different one every year. And whether there are always males
don't
involved in
the
this.
One they feed after the at the big feast, after the...
They don't eat it.
He's not
Come
dinner
on.
That late in that day?
Can I go on my rampage, though, about what a stupid holiday this is and how ridiculous it is to pull a rodent out of its tree so that it eats somebody's face off?
It doesn't pull it out of the tree. It comes out of the ground. They have a special hole in the ground.
I thought they had, like, a fake tree that it lives in during the ceremony.
They have a stump, sort of, that the thing comes out of. Right. It's all very nicely choreographed.
But, you know, my cat doesn't like it when I wake her up from a nap and move her. Like, if she's on my bed or someplace and I need to move her, she's not happy. I can't imagine a rodent like that being very excited about some doofus in a hat pulling him out of a tree stump.
I've been doing this since 1887.
Yep, long time.
Good Lord.
Okay, so the weather around the country in Punxsutawney today is quite warm. Richie is quite warm today. East Coast quite warm today. Temperatures in the 50s and 60s. Snow has pretty much all melted that was there. Things are very dirty where Jennifer and I are. It has been windy and chilly, although clear and beautiful. It just is the El Nino effect is making it chilly, and we have more rain than is normally the case. So what's the situation like where you are? Our poll today at DougStephan.com asks whether or not you're hoping for a long winter, huh? Or an early spring. Yes. A, I love winter. Hope we get more of it. B, I've had enough winter. Bring in the spring. C, let's skip spring and go right to summer. D, I like winter and spring, so I'm happy either way. All right. Well, you figure it out and you can let us know. The poll visited and participation is great now. Into the thousands every day. Check it out at DougStephan.com. The poll yesterday, have you bought or sold a gun on either Facebook or Instagram? Let's see where this, 42% of you said, I don't know, I don't want to buy or sell a gun that way. 41% said, I don't own a gun. 9% said, I've thought about it. 6% said, yes, they had. And 3% said, they hadn't and they knew somebody, though, who had. It's pretty interesting about our audience. 41% don't own a gun. I think that's... I got the nastiest email from some clown yesterday, and I don't remember where it was from.
Oh, good, it arrived.
Dear Jennifer. This was nasty, really nasty. It was filled with FUs and what a jerk I am and what a liberal. Because I said that I couldn't imagine that Facebook, the selling of guns on Facebook and then the ancillary getting the background check was, in this case, Facebook was that big a deal. I think we all agreed that not that many guns were traded on Facebook. But because I said I thought that everybody who buys a gun ought to be subject to the same scrutiny, to be checked out, to figure out whether these people are a danger or whether they are capable mentally to own a gun, this guy referred to me. I mean, it shows you the caliber of people who don't really have any tolerance for another point of view other than their own. And especially when it comes to guns. Guns are like a religion with many people. I got my Second Amendment rights. I want to go shoot whatever you... Yeah. Go ahead and shoot whatever you want to shoot, as long as it's not another human being. I'm not saying you ought not to do that. I belong to the NRA. But people who don't listen don't really get the context here. I have my opinion, and I'm welcome to it, as you are welcome to yours. Why do you feel so compelled to take a shot like that? I don't get it. But I do get that there are a lot of angry people in the country. And to go back to what happened in Oregon that finished off, I think, rather badly for the participants last week, that was sort of a gun issue, if you will, a freedom of speech issue, an American patriotic issue, an issue that has to do with too much government. But see, people listen, they hear what they want to hear. So to this guy, because I said one thing about people being the requirement ought to be the same for everybody to get a hold of a gun, and this sort of closes that loop a little bit, I'm a bad guy. Now, listen, you're all welcome to your own opinion. I'm very happy with my opinion. At facebook.com/good day, Twitter at good day, David wrote, they have to realize Facebook is a free private service so they can make their own rules. Because then, again, people are not happy with Facebook. Okay, you don't like it, then, just get off of Facebook. Somebody named K.A., liberals at it again, such fools. You don't need Facebook to sell a gun. And a lady named Roberta said, I didn't know people were doing this, that is, selling guns on Facebook. I didn't either, frankly. Truth be told, I had no idea that people would say you can, buy and sell all you want on Craigslist. How much? What's the rule for buying and selling on Craigslist?
Well, it's the same rule. I mean, you can place an ad and say you have a lot of things, and maybe you use these platforms to do that. But when you come to transferring ownership of a weapon, you still have to go through a licensed gun dealer, or if it's more than two, you have to become one yourself. So you're still following all the rules. It's not like Facebook and Craigslist are providing like a black market for guns. They're not supposed to do that. I mean, what's going on is that you have to register your weapon.
Is that the suggestion that there may have been a black market? I wasn't even thinking that either.
No,
is there a black market for guns?
You can use anything. You can use
on the street, sure.
Yeah.
I mean, but the thing is, smart people who want to buy guns, whether they want to do that on Facebook or they want to do that on Craigslist or they want to do it at a gun show, they want to have the ownership transferred, because if someone else gets in trouble, that's your rear end on the line. You know, I mean, firearms are connected to people. So typically people that do this responsibly, which is the majority of people who buy guns in this way, are doing it that way and transferring the ownership and then getting the proper paperwork done.
All right, so there's that food for thought item. 41 past the hour, Charlie Sheen has a new lawyer, and he's sicking her on Denise Richards.
Uh-oh.
She has taken him to court over the trust that they were setting up for their daughters. So Charlie Sheen has hired Robert Brandt, who was last best known for his representation of Kevin Federline, taking as much as he could from the Britney Spears bank account when they divorced about 8 years ago. So, yeah, I mean, this is. I thought these two were getting along. They have children. They have two children together, and Denise was helping with the other two children he had with that nutbird Britney. What's her face?
Spears.
Or Bridget. What was that woman's name?
Wait, who are you talking about? Are you talking about Charlie Sheen? Woman?
Charlie Sheen.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, Kevin Federline was Britney Spears' ex. Charlie Sheen.
Yeah, that's guy.
Charlie Sheen's girlfriend was Brooke.
Brooke.
Yes.
Yeah, that's
Brooke
right.
Brooke something or other, and they had twins.
But he's got a couple of kids with her too, right?
Set of twins with Brooke, and then kids with Denise. Yeah, two girls.
And Denise was helping take care of the children that came from Brooke, if I remember
because
correctly.
Because she's a drug addict for sure. Yes.
Not Denise, but Brooke.
Brooke. Who's on first?
Or not. Not, yeah, exactly. Not
pretty
Brittany,
much all are.
But Brooke.
Not Denise, though.
Oh, come on. That's not.
Well, you talk about Charlie Sheen's crowd. Come on.
Yeah. All right, well, Denise isn't. I don't think you see that in Denise at all.
No, she seems to be pretty responsible.
Right, I think so.
But who knows? You never know what happens behind closed doors.
Another new television series on Amazon. Jennifer has the story in a moment here on Good Day.
There are times being a genius would really come in handy.
As your doctor, I'm going to give it to you straight. You have a severe case of gustatory horripilation and enuresis, and you need to choose between a cystoplastic volunté treatment or orthostatic muscle surgery. I'll give you a second to think it over, but we'll need an answer right away. It's bad.
But thankfully, you don't need to be a genius to do your own taxes, because TurboTax's Smart Look feature gives you on-screen assistance to help answer your questions so you're never on your own. Intuit TurboTax. Taxes done smarter. Feature availability varies by product and platform.
Big news! The new Sprint LTE Plus network is faster than Verizon and AT&T based on analysis of a recent study by Nielsen. And to celebrate, we're inviting you to join Sprint for the biggest offer in U.S. wireless history. Switch to Sprint and save 50% on most Verizon, AT&T, or T-Mobile rates. Yep, you heard that right. No gimmicks, no tricks. You have Verizon 6 gigs for $60, 30 with Sprint. And if you have 15 gigs for $100 from AT&T, 50 with Sprint. Even if you have T-Mobile 10 gigs for $80. We'll give it to you for $40. Oh, one more thing. We'll even pay your switching fees up to $650 per line so you can switch to the Sprint LTE Plus network today. Visit a Sprint store at Sprint.com/save50%.
Offer coverage not available everywhere or for discounted phones. Excludes taxes, surcharges, roaming, premium content, and competitor promos or sales subject to new line $36 activation fee. Credit valid for it. Implants may not be exact match. See website for eligible plans. Limited time offer. Savings through 1-818 after pay. Full amount. Exclusions and restrictions apply.
Two little tablets is all it takes to make your thin hair feel and look thicker and fuller. Guaranteed. Viviscal is the number one drug-free hair growth supplement in the U.S., with one box being sold every minute globally. It's clinically researched to promote existing hair growth for men and women. And now, a 90-day supply of Viviscal is offered in your area, risk-free, plus free shipping. Call 800-529-3894. Viviscal nourishes thinning hair from within. You'll love your hair growth results, guaranteed. Viviscal is so effective. It's recommended by top doctors. Here's Dr. Grant Stevens, board-certified plastic surgeon.
I feel confident recommending Viviscal to women with hair loss, thinning hair, or even dry or brittle hair. It's 100% drug-free, and it's backed by years of clinical research.
Want to try Viviscal? Every listener that calls now gets a 90-day risk-free supply plus free shipping. Call now, 800-529-3894. 800-529-3894. That's 800-529-3894.
There was 57 channels and nothing on.
All right, 45 past the hour now. Doug Steffen's Good Day program. Our video of the day today at DougSteffen.com is from the Comedy Channel Cracked show. It's the latest in their Honest Commercial series. This one sets its sights on soft drinks. Here's the audio. Check the video out, though, at DougSteffen.com.
Need to cool down? Instead of water, might I suggest an ice-cold bottle of candy? We added some water and bubbles to it so you can pretend it's a drink. It's not. It's basically syrup. But my competitors and I have spent decades and billions of dollars to slowly make the general public associate our product with fun, happiness, togetherness, and in some cases, entire holidays, which thankfully happen regularly, forever. Point is, you're probably already on board with the idea of consuming wet sugar with bubbles in it. So I'm not going to spend any more money on this, nor am I going to pay a celebrity millions of dollars to tell you to drink wet sugar with bubbles in it. I don't need to.
Amused, Richie?
You love it.
I don't.
Hi. I'm some guy named Roger, and if it's hot out anymore, you like having friends or
something.
Let's
get to the good stuff. I'd rather listen to Jennifer than that guy any day.
Thanks.
All right, Jen. What's happening on Amazon? Yet another new series?
Yes, and before we start there, I want to not forget to tell you guys that a big show airs tonight because
really
it's a big program reminder. American Crime Story, The People versus O.J. Simpson, premieres tonight on FX. That's the one with O.J. Simpson. That's what with Cuba Gooding Jr., Sarah Paulson, David Schwimmer, and John Travolta. So set your DVRs for that. Now, yes, lots of shows, of course, added to Amazon. Now, one of the ones I want to talk about going on Showtime is Twin Peaks, Dougie. This one was a huge cult classic when I was growing up. Do you remember Twin Peaks coming, being such a big deal?
I remember hearing a lot about it. I never watched it,
People went bananas for Twin Peaks, and a lot of the original cast has gotten back together, plus some newbies, for the reboot of Twin Peaks on Showtime. Naomi Watts, who does a lot of films, has now been added to the cast of the TV drama, along with David Lynch, who's an original, Tom Sizemore, Laura Dern, Jennifer Jason Leigh, and Amanda Seyfried as a rumored guest star is set to appear on the series, along with Kyle MacLachlan. You liked him, Mr. Big. So that'll be fun. Sherilyn Fenn as well, part of that. The show will premiere the first part of 2017. CBS has added Training Day to its roster. Now, this is the second time that a TV network has tried to take a film franchise this year and put it on TV. The first did not go so well. That was Minority Report on Fox. That got canceled. But this one will be another try for the film business on the television set. CBS will air that in the spring. Now, Rich, I know you mentioned your daughter loves American Girls. Remember those dolls,
the
American cute
Girl
ones
doll,
that you can customize to look just like you? Well, Amazon has announced that it inked a deal with the American Girl Toy Company to make 4 live-action American Girl specials for Amazon Prime. 2 of the specials will feature characters from the American Girl Be Forever line of historical dolls, while a third will feature characters from the New Girl of the Year collection, and it will also expand into a whole series around the American Girls.
So, oh, I was going to be so excited.
Cool news for you parents out there.
Some kind of thing around it, but this will obviously grow it. So,
so you think you can dance, Dougie?
No.
Well, Fox has decided to expand their So You Think You Can Dance franchise. Typically, it involves adults dancing in front of a panel of experts. Well, now it's revamping itself for season 13. It's going to feature a younger crop of dancers. That's right, kids aging or ranging in age from 8 to 13, according to Fox. They're looking to go on the road. They're calling it So You Think You Can Dance the Next Generation, and they'll be doing auditions in Los Angeles, Chicago, New York. The top 10 dancers will be paired with Dancing All-Stars for the competition. Kat Deely still hosts this one, along with Paul Abdul at the judges' table, Nigel Lithgow, and Jason Derulio also.
Hopefully they won't need any police help when they're in Chicago.
Yes, that's true. Now,
hey, look at the ratings for Grease.
Yeah, wow. The numbers for Grease are finally in, and they had viewership of 12.2 million people. This is huge for TV nowadays. And not only that, but they had a lot of things to deal with. Southern California California was getting pounded with rain and wind, and that affected their outdoor scenes for Grease. There was also Vanessa Hudgens' father passing away, but all in all, a huge night for Fox, and you can bet NBC is paying very close attention because they do this sort of thing, but they don't do it in front of a live audience. It makes all the difference, apparently. All right,
Melissa
Gilmore
McCarthy, and what are you going to do? Oh, all right, go ahead and do the.
No, Gilmore
only got
Girls.
A few seconds anyway.
That's right. Melissa McCarthy may join the cast. There is a reboot going on. All the originals are back except for Melissa. She's a big movie star now. Let's see if she comes back.
Lead non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
The hour now. Doug Steffen's Good Day program with Jennifer Horn and What's Cooking. Let's get to the lounge in a matter of moments and find out what we need to know about all those yummy things that are happening. Girl Scout cookies, for example, coming back on the market. What was it we were talking about last year that they did? They was it just going online or was there some other special?
That was the big news, is that they're online and that's still the case this year. Yeah.
And my daughter's selling them if anybody would like a last minute purchase.
All right, so call Richie at 888-302-3684 to order your cookies from his daughter. So What's Cooking news about what you eat in a moment here on Good Day.
Between 2008 and 2013, over 15% of reproductive-aged women in the U.S. filled a prescription for an antidepressant medication each year. That's why the March of Dimes is working with the CDC to raise awareness about the potential for birth defects from antidepressants and what women can do to protect their health and the health of their baby. Dr. Siobhan Dolan serves as a medical advisor to the March of Dimes.
Women experiencing depression and anxiety need treatment. We don't advocate anyone going off their medication, as this can have serious consequences. But the fact that antidepressants are used by such a large number of reproductive age women is a concern. We urge all women, especially those who are pregnant or are planning a pregnancy, to speak to their doctors about all their medications. Sometimes it's possible to switch to a different medication with a lower risk to babies or to another type of treatment such as counseling.
To learn more, visit cdc.gov/treating for two.
All right, Jen Jen, Girl Scout cookies, yum.
They're back. You can buy them from your nearest Girl Scout representative. You can find a representative to help sell them to you online. That's a new element for friends and family across the country. The lineup this year includes your old favorites, the Thin Mints, the Caramel Delights, or the Samoas, pita butter patties, or the Tagalong shortbread, Do-Si-Dos, cranberry citrus crisps, lemonades, rah-rah raisins, Savannah Smiles, and Thanks a Lot. Plus, you can also get a toffee tag. Now, it's weird to me.
What is Savannah Smiles?
Savannah Smiles, those are the crispy lemon-flavored cookies shaped into wedges and dusted with powdered sugar.
Mm. Really?
Mm. Now, what's weird is that some of the cookies are called one thing in certain parts of the country and something else in other parts of the country. Like the Do-Si-Dos, those are called peanut butter sandwiches in certain areas. Or the peanut butter patties are called tagalongs other places. So it's weird how they market these to certain areas based on their name. One thing might not always be the other. All right, some fast food savings news for you. If you're hungry and you just need a cheeseburger today, Sonic is offering cheeseburgers for half the regular menu price in honor of Groundhog Day. I'm not sure if that means they're made from groundhog. Allegedly.
If you're cheap and you're hungry, go there. If you're cheap and you're hungry, go over there.
Sonic burger, please.
These are normally like $3.50, so you're saving a lot of money if you go into a Sonic and buy a burger today, half price there. Also, if you feel hankering for some Chinese food and you want to save money, it's that time of year when Panda Express hands out freebies for Chinese New Year. When you go in the store and buy something today, don't leave without grabbing a red envelope. Inside of it will be a coupon for a free entree of firecracker chicken and... if it couldn't get any better, a 22-ounce soft drink on your next visit.
And a roll of Tums.
Yeah, maybe. Okay. Hey, Krispy Kreme is gearing up for the Super Bowl. If you want to support your team and you really want a donut, clap your hands. Krispy Kreme is offering two new football donuts to represent the Broncos and the Carolina Panthers. There will be a light blue and white icing laced up football for Carolina, and then there'll be an orange football donut, which has navy blue icing if you are a Broncos fan. I'd like to see how many of each sell. Maybe that'll be a predictor in who will win the big game. What do you think?
No.
No, I think a lot of people buy the Bronco. No, they'll buy the Bronco donut, and the Broncos are going to lose, unfortunately.
Oh, come on, Rich. All right, now Burger King has got some better news than Rich McFadden utters to me.
Utters? Did I hear utters?
Utterly. Speaking of utters and milk, get it? Milkshakes. Yeah, Burger King has just put out a big press release. They're bringing in two new milkshakes to the menu. Okay. The first is the Dr. Pepper Shake, which is flavored just like the soda. And then the second is the Oreo Irish Mint Shake. Now, no Irishmen were hurt in the making of this milkshake, but it is a mint-flavored shake with Oreo cookie crumbles just in time for St. Patrick's Day.
When I think of milkshakes, I always think of Burger King. That would be the first place I'd go.
I don't know. Really? That mint one with Oreos got my attention.
That sounds pretty good to me, too. Yeah. Hey, do you ever wonder why coffee tastes so junky on airplanes?
Because it's dirt.
Yeah, pretty much. There's a new story out that's been circulating. It's been trending. HuffPost is the one that attached itself to it. But apparently they don't clean out the coffee pots too often on airplanes. This is no secret. Plus, they use the potable water, which is kept in the tank next to the bathroom water. And they don't clean that out either.
Nice.
Drink bathroom water, fly American Airlines.
Drink that coffee with caution.
Okay. Nice. 59 past the hour. What?
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.